From the Financial Times in Cairo, I'm Hiba Saleh, North Africa correspondent, and this is FT News. Suspicion that a terrorist act may have brought down the Egyptian airliner that plunged into the Mediterranean on Thursday delivers a powerful punch to Egypt's already desperate tourism industry. Since October, when an ISIS bomb blew up a Russian Metrojet plane above the Sinai Peninsula, killing 224 people, Egyptian tourism has been gasping for breath. Arrivals have collapsed, hotels have shut down, and many workers have lost their jobs. The Egypt Air crash is only the latest in a series of catastrophes to hit the once thriving tourism sector. A combination of political unrest following the 2011 revolution and, more recently, terrorist acts has decimated this crucial industry, which is important because it generates both jobs and foreign currency. After the Metrojet disaster, Russia, which had been a major source of tourists, halted all flights to Egyptian airports until it was satisfied that improvements to security measures have been implemented. So far, the Russians have not returned, and neither have British travel companies, which offer holidays in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt's biggest sun and sea resort in southern Sinai. According to the latest official figures, tourist arrivals in March were down by almost 50% over the year before. With tourism receipts dwindling and foreign investment stalled, the government has been battling to stem the fall of the Egyptian pound against the dollar, which has soared on the black market. The central bank devalued the currency by about 13% in March, but even so, the dollar has continued to rise. Economists now say that by prolonging the agony of Egypt's tourism sector, this last disaster could mean another devaluation may be close. Heba Saleh, The Financial Times, Cairo.